And next on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have someone who is, well, no stranger to us, Tim King from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. And they've been very busy with a lot of things, but they're going to talk about what's coming up in this holiday season, the holiday concert. Tim, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you got coming up. I know you just finished your concert with the American Songbook.
Right.
And I think that was all virtual.
We had a small audience for that one, fortunately, and virtual as well. With the recent developments with the pandemic in Indiana, we had to actually apply to the health department to even have this concert, period. So what they've done for us is they've allowed us, we're only allowed to have the orchestra and any members that are there to support the orchestra, like the sound people, the lighting people. And that's it. We cannot have an audience, unfortunately, for this. As you know, Holiday at the Pops has been a fundraiser for the past 25 years. So this is the 26th year, of course, the first time we're ever going to have virtual. And it's December the 12th, Saturday, December the 12th at 7 p.m. Central Time. And what we've done is we've set up a pay-per-view on our website, lcso.net. And it's $20 for the pay-per-view. And of course, that's per household. That's not just per person. So if you've got six people in your household, all six people can view the concert for $20, which is going to be a lot less expensive if you were to go to the concert. We're hoping that a lot of people will take advantage of this because, number one, as far as I know, we're the only orchestra in Indiana that's playing. I did a big research and Muncie's not, Lafayette's not, NYSO's not, Indy's not, you know, South Bend isn't. So we're it. And so I'm hoping that people will appreciate the fact that we're going to try to have some live music for them. Chuck Steck, who's our interim music director, is going to be conducting for us. And he's been doing it for many years. He does a great job. So the plan is to have that on our website at lcso.net. And you can, there's a space on there. You can go on and get it now if you want to. And they'll give you an access code so that when it happens that night, you can just type in the access code and then it'll be available to you. Then in addition to that, if you can't tune in that evening, we're going to make it available until the New Year's Day. So for instance, if you're busy Saturday night, the 12th, and you can't see it, you can opt to tune in at a later time and later day. So if you want to have some background music while you're opening presents on Christmas Day or something like that, you can do that. You can just tune in and have that live music for you there.
Tim, can they use their access code more than once if they view it while it's happening and then want to review it? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. I think you have to pay each time you see it. I'll check into that, Esther, but I think it's per time. But what this concert is going to do for us, it's going to put some funds in to what we call the New Generations Initiative. And the New Generations Initiative for the orchestra is to involve more young people with the orchestra. And so in our orchestra ranks for December the 12th, we're going to have six high school student apprentices that are going to be part of the orchestra. Let me look here. Bassoon, clarinet, piano, percussion, trumpet, and violin. And these are all people that are extraordinarily good on their instruments, but they're actually going to be a part of our orchestra, and they're going to be paid along with our orchestra to be a part of it. I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for these young people to get to sit beside their mentors in the orchestra there.
Fabulous.
On top of that, we've been partnering with a nonprofit organization called Drew's Gift of Music, and I've talked with you all about this before, where out of Plymouth and Knox, and they take in instruments and they refurbish them. And one of our soloists is actually a student apprentice. His name is Jacob King on trumpet, and he is going to be performing a solo with the orchestra on a Drew's Gift instrument.
Wow.
A trumpet. Instrument actually it's a Stradivarius. Somebody loaned it. I mean, it's donated. It's quite fine, and so you're going to be able to see this whole Drew's Gift in action.
That's wonderful.
That's a great program.
So Tim, is the orchestra going to be all together, or will they be split on different levels again?
They will be on different. You know, what enables us here is the Civic Auditorium is so big that we are able to spread out. So we were able to have the November concert, and that we were able to work out all of our bugs because we had to completely redo the sound and completely redo the lighting. half of the orchestra is going to be on the floor and the other half is going to be up on the stage. So our winds and brass are going to be on the stage and our strings and harp are going to be on the floor.
Who's the conductor for that one?
Chuck Steck, who's our interim music director and our principal trumpeter.
And we've had him on the show and interviewed him and everything. Had a great interview with him. So what's coming up for 2021?
2021, we have two more concerts for this season. March the 14th is the Dr. Wilbur Lynn, who we were supposed to get in last year, with Beethoven 7 and Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And then our final concert is April the 17th with Gary Wado, who is a LaPorte native, but a conductor of national renown that we've never had back. And so he's going to be conducting the orchestra in a long overdue homecoming.
Excellent. Well, this is Tim King with the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra talking about Holiday Pops, which will be coming up on Saturday, December 12th. And you can go online and all through there. Thanks so much for coming on Art in the Air, Tim. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, always
it's always a pleasure to be with you, too. Thank you.